This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Minow, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Minow and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Minow and Jim Schmidt.
All right, good morning, everybody. Man. Kind of a drizzle on the way to my walk to work this morning, but
it was it's a little damp out.
You were so nice to say you would have picked me up. That was
well. Sweet. I thought of that, and it was a little too late. Whoops!
I was here.
So whoops.
Anyway, yes, it's the weather is, but it's gonna be 60 today.
Good morning. It's Happy Tuesday.
It is.
Let's
awesome. All right. Yes.
Tuesday, November 19th.
We're back at it.
This we're with the mayor.
Fun day.
I'm Nikki.
Yes.
Mino's still hunting.
Nikki Z, yes. Well, not today. I don't think they hunt when it rains. Or maybe they do.
Well, maybe it's not even raining up there. True. We did get proof of life yesterday. I talked to Mr. Minow. He's holding up.
Good.
No injuries reported. No status on the intake. No, he didn't tell me how much he weighs. He hasn't told me how much he's lost.
Well, then if he hasn't said anything about loss...
Right.
Then there's probably an increase.
Right. Well,
who's just saying?
I'm just saying, if you're at deer camp, you're not on the scale.
Right.
As one should be.
Well, and it's, I think what's good about that, like a lot of people, he just spends quality time with his brother.
Absolutely.
And I think that's neat. There's grandpas and grandkids that go. And, I that's not going to be me because I don't hunt. But there's other stuff we're going to do with our grandkids. We've talked about it, and they're going to come and spend time with us without the parents. Same week every year, and we're going to do
that
some
tradition,
cool stuff.
Build that in.
That's what we're going to do. We're going to talk to him about that next week when we're at Thanksgiving. We're going to say, look, this is what your mother and I want to do. Starting in 4 years, I said to her this morning, I said, I want to get a calendar, like a 5-year calendar.
Love it.
You know what I mean? To really look out that far. And I want to have this done on that day. Like there's some stuff I want to sell. There's just... I want to put that on a calendar so I can look at that and say, wow, that's a year away.
There you go.
I think that would be cool, though, because I live my life month at a glance. Like, I've never had the daily calendar. It's always been a month at a glance. But when I was in office, I had the year at a glance because it goes so fast.
It does.
This convention is this week. This is that week. The parade's this week. Speaking
and boom,
of parades, we
got to
talk about it. Boom. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, and as we learned yesterday we were 37 days away from Christmas. That means today we're only 36 days.
Right. Big shout out.
What have you done?
Right. But big shout out. I just want to say, Todd, yesterday, you were playing a little Christmas music, and I got a call from one of our listeners, and he and his wife want to volunteer at the homeless shelter serving a meal on a weekend. And we need people. I was telling Nikki, we need people on weekends because, the weeks are good, but weekends are tough. I mean, people are busy and there's not just not a lot of weekends.
So you guys are looking for volunteers to serve the meal?
Cook it. Well, we like people to prepare it.
Oh, okay.
And it's fun. It's a really good team building exercise. So,
what all goes into that?
Date
night. Do you set the menu and you guys acquire all of the ingredients?
It depends. Some people just... They'll pay for it. It's about $250 to serve, 150 people. Some people will buy the food and come in. We have food. I mean, AFG is American Food Group sends us a truck and not a semi. When everybody's like, oh my God, I get a semi. What about, what you call it, a panel truck of beef and
ham
every month.
That is incredibly generous.
And we have a...
And again,
we have a great
probably
chef.
One of those organizations that do it with little to...
Yeah.
Recognition.
I was there last night. Yeah, we can squeeze some pennies and it was fun. And I talked to the chef last night and I told him, remember yesterday we had that the lady from downtown Green Bay.
Yeah.
Jen.
Jen talked about, besides all the stuff that's going on, because we had a meeting last night at the shelter with the residents, and I was saying, hey, look, you guys, Peace Tree Lighting and the Kris Kringle Market, and then you got to go to the parade. And that's cool. Because some of them, didn't do that stuff.
I suppose not.
And I don't know why, but they just did. It's free, but now they're going to do it. Anyway, I was telling our chef, Ezra, about the Booyah cook-off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, they're going to sign a chef. It sounds like Jen said they're going to sign a chef to
but
us.
Didn't but didn't she say you could also choose your own?
And yes. This guy's like, Booyah? He goes, I'm totally in. Soup's my thing.
There you go.
But I think he just kind of, you know, people say that. Father said, we're making casserole. Oh, casserole's my thing. But he did say that. He was very excited by it. So it wasn't until April.
Your eyes lit up, too.
Oh, yeah.
So you must have a good Booyah recipe.
I do. I like making that, but he's a chef. I mean, this guy is a chef. And I think it's going to be fun to work the stand with residents from the shelter, you know, because it's all nonprofits, right? It's us, it's United Way, it's Red Cross, and
love it.
We're all going to make our own. That's what I got out of her conversation yesterday, and I think that's going to be fun. And we will, you know, we'll lean into the marketing side of it so we win the People's Choice Award. You know, I'll figure something out. I don't know if there's rebates or I don't know how we're going to do
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
parking incentives downtown.
Right.
I
there you go.
Know.
There you go.
Hot button issue.
That's right. Anyway, speaking at kudos to Green Bay again. You see that? It's front page of the paper.
Saw that.
What do we have?
Best place
what do we
to
have?
Retire or something like that?
Well, it's a couple things, right? It's U.S. News and World Report, which is a very credible publication.
That's no slouch.
No, that's good. That's all that stuff online is TikTok stuff. Those surveys are just done by like 3-4 people. This is the real deal. U.S. News and World Report picks Green Bay again as one of the best places to live and retire, like Todd said. So number 12 out of all the cities. We have been number one. We've been number four. But we're number 12, which is great. Not better than, because we all love all the other cities, but a higher ranking than Milwaukee and Madison. Madison,
really?
Yeah, Madison usually scores pretty high. That's an awesome city. But Green Bay, which is great.
How often do they do these surveys? Because it seems though, Jim, like we've had two since you and I have started working here. We've only been doing this. Like, this is number three.
It's a biannual.
Do they do it, like, twice a year?
I don't think so. I don't, you know what?
Because I thought we were number one, then I thought the next year we were number four. Mm-hmm. And then recently we were out of the top 10, and now we're at 12.
Yeah, that's true.
It just seems like, how many times have these come out?
And what were the conditions? I want to know, just almost like your Nielsen book, right?
Yep.
Like, I want to know the day, the date, the weather conditions, what direction the wind was coming from, the moon in retrograde.
Yeah, they look at crime statistics. What they really weigh, and it's skewed, right? It's not like 10 things and they're all equal 10%. You know, some things are worth more than others, as they should be. But they like our entertainment. Everybody's talking about the Packers. Well, the Packers are great, but, you know, they talked about the Meyer Theater, the Widener Center, the Resch Center.
That's nice. That,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, those things didn't exist.
And such a variety.
Right.
Right? We're touching a lot of demographics with those venues.
Unemployment is 4%.
Low.
So that's not bad, right?
Was that the same one that came out that said it's the top 11, the 11th place you want to retire? I saw that yesterday.
Yeah, you know what? I heard that. I got the article in front of me in the paper.
That good or is that bad?
It says
like
it has
10 better places to retire.
I think it's what you're getting at. So they have the 10 best places to retire. Do you realize that the top five are all in Pennsylvania?
Interesting.
It's Harrisburg, Reading, Lancaster, Scranton, and Allentown.
I'd go.
Pennsylvania's awesome. Allentown's a great city. Well, they all are. I mean,
Pennsylvania, you still get snow. You still get weather. Why are we retiring?
No.
So you don't have to work.
The 10 best places to live.
Thanks, Todd.
Why? Okay, the 10 best places to live. This is more. Is Naples, Naples, Florida.
Oh, yeah.
You know what's happening right now? So
he's actually reading the article.
Correct.
Right now.
Yes,
this
is where,
this is show prep.
This is where Mino is normally just completely
even though I'm
overpowering the conversation and you're getting caught up on your head.
I'll admit I'm reading it now, but that's still
the
more,
report's
more
from 2019, right? It's an old paper you found on the street on the way in this morning.
I get the paper every day. Well, I don't really get this, but no, I just want to say that even though I'm reading it now, that's still more show prep than mine.
Oh, 100%. Ding,
but
yep.
What's interesting, Nikki, you talked about what goes into it, and you can read what goes into it, but they'll look at the median age. So what do you think it is? Like, most people are what age? It's not the average age.
Green Bay?
Well, I think it's the MSA, so it's pretty far reaching.
Yep.
I mean, the MSA is Oconto and the MSA.
I'm going to say 40.
It's very close.
For real?
Yeah, I would say
what
about
would you
40.
Say?
I was going 60-something.
That would not be
chortle.
Good.
Chortle.
If that's... No, that would not be good because, you know, when I went to mayor school, if you're selling more adult diapers than baby diapers, you're in trouble.
I thought the question was, what was the median age in which you retire?
No, not the median age
of the population. Oh,
we jumped from retirement communities to age. No, so the median age in Green Bay, they call it quick stats regarding Green Bay, but I think it's broader than 100. Well, no, it's not. It's a city population, 111,000. That is the city.
Just want to read us the article.
Yeah, I just thought this is my show prep. So Green Bay, it's younger than that.
Is it really? So maybe
37.
Okay.
Which is very cool.
Oh. Yep.
Average, not average, median home price. Green Bay, not you rich people in Ledgeview.
I'm
We're talking about the hood.
250.
I'm going to go 220.
180.
I don't believe that. Well, not anymore. I really don't.
Well, but there's so many older...
The ink's not even dry here. I mean, it's 180.
It's misting out, Jim.
So we have, in the city of Green Bay, 30,000 dwelling units, okay? So one could argue there's...
Are these...
A little more than that.
2016 mayoral statistics?
No, but I'm just saying that, well, even if it is higher than that, if it's 32,000, 36,000... Two people, three people per unit. So the average price per unit is 180. And you look at all those houses on, you know, I mean, come on, we're on
Astor Park.
No, not our. I'm talking about, like, yesterday I was on Irwin. Those are nice houses, but they're small. They were built after World War II, and those are 180, a little less than that.
I would say that, but I think median price, I would still think it's in the 200s.
Yeah.
I don't see even, you know, a small house that's in relatively decent shape under 200, but.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you guys just a little bit more quiz on this stuff. But anyway, that median age, but get this. So our median age, like I told you, is 37. In Provo, Utah, that's happening. Utah's got it going on.
Yeah.
I mean, Salt Lake, all that, even Boise, all that stuff.
Well, that's Idaho.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm just saying that whole area.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
I know. Olympia. Yeah. I know the Pacific Northwest, and I know the Idaho. Anyway, Provo, Utah, which is a happening community, really growing.
Mm-hmm.
Median age.
29.
No, I'm gonna say 40.
Oh, dude.
No.
24.
Oh.
What?
that's pretty cool. I mean that's I don't know that.
Polygamy, man.
A ton of 24-year-olds out there. So anyway, the other thing they rate us on is our median income, and then we talk about your complaining about the temperature.
Here's what we're going to do.
Average high temperature.
Yeah.
Complete your temperature.
For us?
Yeah.
Would you guys? 75.
Okay. You think I didn't do show prep? Okay, what do you think?
TV timeout. Read the article. We'll be back.
59. 59?
Yeah, that's what it said.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are... What's the word? Bragging, boasting. That Green Bay, and we love Green Bay, Appleton, Osher. It's all great. This is a great place to live. But Green Bay was, again, one of the top places to live, I think 12. And
to retire?
Nope, to live.
Retire was 11. I do remember.
It was 11. And the 11, so Pittsburgh was 10. Not dissimilar to Green Bay, right? I mean, it's a bigger city.
Bigger city.
College town.
Yeah.
You know, kind of steel worker. Youngstown, Ohio.
Okay.
You know, that's like us, right? Yeah. I mean, I think people want to live. I don't think, you know, I don't see a lot of, you know, Chicago's on here. Although, wow.
That takes care of itself.
No, they do have New York City as number 6. But other than that, they're all pretty much, you know, York, Pennsylvania, Lancaster, Youngstown, Dayton.
Medium-sized cities.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's where people want to kind of
chill. Small
markets. Right.
Small markets.
The average commute for Green Bay, another reason we scored high?
20 minutes.
16.
22.
Yeah.
That's, again, I think it's bigger than just, no, it's not. It's Green Bay, 22. So east side to west side. Yeah, that's tops.
And that's still the one thing when I lived in Green Bay that always bothered me. It takes too long to get around the city.
You know,
but
I just want to say.
And it's all relative. If you travel to a bigger city.
I don't know. Well, maybe, but for a size of this city, it's just, ugh.
Yeah.
Hated traffic. It. Hated traffic, it.
Like, I will say, far be it for me to brag. When I was mayor, the light synchronization was much better.
Yeah.
It was. But so, I had a guy do that. And he, in the city's
studies
defense.
Studies and timing, traffic flow patterns.
It's like $7,000 an intersection. We have 110 intersections, signal intersections in the city of Green Bay. When I had my party last week at the Northland, we talked about the mayor in 1924.
Right.
Ooh.
And he.
His name was?
But what he I forgot his name, but he put in the first signal,
stoplight.
Oh, that's kind of cool trivia.
That was his thing. I wish we would have stopped then, but you know, now we have 110 of them.
Better than roundabouts.
Know, they talked about the guy, and I read about him. He
maybe not.
Fourth grade education.
And you really? Too fourth, can that, become
it says right
mayor.
In there, fourth grade education. I said, and this was my joke with, you know, 100 people out in the crowd. Johnny was there. I said, you know, wow, fourth grade education, not too high of a bar back then for mayor, but we've kept that same bar for the city council.
Ooh.
Okay, it got a good laugh. Donna's like, don't say that. That's not funny. So I looked right at her. I said, see, they laughed.
Was the guy's name Wenzel Wiesner or something like that?
Nope.
Okay, this says 1921 to 1927. Wenzel Wiesner.
A name like that. He's got like a. Like a squirrely voice. Well, my name is Wenzel Wiesner. Like the guy from Frozen. Great King Wenzel. Wenzel.
James McGillen was 27 to 29. Elmer Hall. Was through 1921, according to Wikipedia online. Let's see if there's a picture of you.
I looked up. I know. He was a young guy back then. Elmer, if you look up the city's website.
Okay.
And go to mayors. They're gonna have Elmer in at 1924. That's where I looked it up. I didn't go to Wikipedia. I went to
Jim's got it bookmarked.
Yeah,
as he should.
He was county clerk for a while.
Yeah, but does it say fourth grade education? Can you believe somebody would? You know, you'd think his wife would.
So then, because in the fifth grade you go to mayor school.
That's mayoral. Yes, mayoral. That's right.
That's that.
The University right. of.
Nah, we gotta go. Stuff. Okay, well, there's a couple other things on the city of Green Bay. I just want to have you guys, the average commute. It does average high temperature 59. That seems
a little low.
I think that's low.
Maybe if they look at all those years, like what is it, 1848 or whatever, that they started keeping track or whatever. Yeah.
Average low temperature?
19.
I'm going to take the over on that.
Yeah. It is. It's the same as our median age.
Now you're speaking his language.
Yeah. Ooh.
Anyway, but they talk about some cool stuff. Austin Strobel. They talk about, like I told you, the widener and the Green Bay Rockers. You know that baseball team. That's cool.
Speaking of the Rockers, it was
a nice. If I read that
parade placement on Saturday, we are immediately prior. To the Green Bay Rockers.
Yeah.
Well, and I have inside sources that say that the Green Bay Rockers are not only going to have their mascot, Rhodey, our two favorite mascots, Mino and the Mayor, will be in the parade, hopefully. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Asterisk. Pause.
Asterisk. Yep. Heard about it yesterday.
Live music right behind us.
Nice.
For the entire parade.
What's in front of us?
Yeah.
What number are we?
68.
Okay, there's what, 81, 83?
Not sure.
I don't have my packet in front of me, but super excited. Weather looks.
Hey, the weather's good.
I know.
It's going to be dry.
43, 44.
I'll
sunny.
Take it. 10 a.m.
That's good parade weather.
That's good parade weather.
Because you're kind of getting in the mood with the cooler
exactly.
temperature.
Right. So right. everybody's going to have their right. hats and gloves and jackets on.
Yeah.
You get your cute sweaters. Perfect.
And they have a couple of those vendors doing the hot chocolate. They'll sell some, not as much as they would, you know, if it was 20 degrees cooler, but still that's...
Don't check my drinking vessel nope. on Saturday.
No, do not do that.
Nope.
That,
no, we won't nope. do that. I will tell you to your face it is hot chocolate. And okay. yeah.
Sure, it will.
Yeah. So, anyway, hey, it's Tuesday, hey, November 19th.
It is.
Did you know that today is National Toilet Day?
What does that mean?
Well,
it's
I'm
a day
glad
to
you
celebrate,
asked.
Celebrate toilets, Jim. It's,
it sure is. But did you know that...
Because you walk around, people look flush.
This is a UN-sanctioned holiday.
Why?
Because it is to inspire action to tackle global sanitation
All right.
crisis.
All right.
Who's not doing the show prep now, Todd?
Okay, but I will say, no. I will say that they talk about the advancement of life. Everything, you know, it talks about the cars, the planes, electricity, and all that stuff. Biggest advancement, indoor plumbing.
Indoor plumbing, absolutely.
That will rank very high. So anyway, it's good day. So congrats to Kohler, right?
Right. Yes.
Here's
profit,
one.
Profit
I love
sharing
stuff.
Through the roof.
Jim will like this one. Entrepreneur's Day.
I do. I saw that.
Yep.
And you know what, you guys? So let me just, this watch I'm wearing was a gift after I was the entrepreneur. I got the entrepreneur award in 1997. It was a long time ago. But I have my kids write a paper on an entrepreneur, and they're always like, oh, you know, Steve Jobs and Elon Musk.
No,
I'm
no,
like,
no,
dude,
no.
right here in Green
exactly
Bay.
Exactly right.
Right here in Green Bay.
We're celebrating.
Bob Bush, Bob Atwell.
Todd Michaels. I mean, come on. There's
so many.
Sage.
Sage.
Jim Schmidt.
Yeah. So many risk takers and innovators.
It's
hey,
great.
Guys.
John Mino.
Keep it here.
Sure.
We'll be right back. You're
bankruptcy
listening to
day.
Mino and the Mayor.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody, on this, drizzling Tuesday, but great weather. 54 in Green Bay, it's going to get up to 60. 60!
It's in November.
55 in Appleton and 55 in Oshkosh. It's like close across the board. So anyway, we were talking about these great how we honor things every day, toilet day, which is weird. But this Entrepreneur's Day is, like I said, it's something that my students write a paper about an entrepreneur. And it can be the guy that started a power washing company or the bagel store or just anything. It doesn't have to be these big deals. And I love the entrepreneur. I mean, it's
taking
awesome.
A risk. You're mm-hmm. maybe you're innovative, but it's all mm-hmm. contributing to economic growth.
Yeah.
And
you're the guy, you're the gal.
Love it. Love it. Love it. It's also, so it's have a bad day day.
Have a bad day day.
So lighthearted, playful, instead of, all right, yep, have a good day. You're supposed to wish them with a smile on your face. So it's a day laden in sarcasm, which I'm very proficient at.
So Boeing, see that?
No.
They laid off 2,500 people.
Have a bad day.
Have a bad day.
They're
day.
Having.
Kind of.
So, but Boeing's layoffs were not necessarily engineers. It was like interior design and
like
a lot of
like
other
whenever the business layoff, yeah. Todd went to get coffee. I was going to tell him, I was an entrepreneur, had a company,
yes,
had employees. I had a policy that we didn't lay anybody off between November 1st and January 1st because I didn't think that was. You go home Thanksgiving, what are you doing? Or Christmas, what are you doing? And I just thought that was a bad time. So people could take a deep breath.
Absolutely.
After November
1st. To be reassured that.
Although there was one guy where I'm like, this isn't working. He goes, I think it laid people off.
Oh.
And I'm like,
it was a challenge.
I said, well, in your case, I'm going to make an exception. He was an idiot.
Oops.
But
that didn't work. He's not coming to the party.
No.
He's not on the
all.
Christmas card list either.
I have no idea what he's doing. I don't think he's.
He probably doesn't even know about Milton.
No,
or,
he doesn't know about my dog. He doesn't know anything about. No,
nothing.
I don't. And I don't really. He was. Anyway, we move on. But yes, it is have a bad day. Todd, I was just saying, Todd went to get coffee. I want to tell you. So it's have a bad day day. And I said, Boeing must have got that memo because they laid off 2,500 people. But this is more of a sarcasm
preemptive
day, I guess. So I shouldn't have said that. But I was telling Nikki when you were getting coffee.
This day is sarcasm, and he's taken it to the literal.
This is true, though. It's a sarcasm day. But when I had my company, I had a policy that nobody got laid off between November 1st and January 1st.
Sure.
Because
it's not fun to go home at Thanksgiving.
Of course not.
And people, what are you doing? Oh, just gotta get. And,
did John Mino work for you?
And John would never work for me. And then but I was telling Nikki, I said, this one guy just wasn't working out. He was just, nobody, anyway. So I said to him, look, we gotta let you go. And he goes, oh, I thought you didn't lay anybody off between November 1st and January 1st. In your case, I'm going to make an exception.
Wow.
I think that's a ballsy inquiry.
Wow.
I know, for the employee.
Yes.
But he knew he was such a, hey, we should have, that was a bad hire. Anyway, have a bad day day is more sarcasm. So let's, hey, this is a
and Daniel Powder, all over that, right?
Yeah.
That song?
Yep.
Not even queued up from the soundtrack of the movie Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Is it really?
Oh,
I 100%. Didn't know that.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, that's because you don't have children between the ages of whatever.
Alvin and the Chipmunks is awesome. What does that have to do with that?
The cartoon?
I just like the song, that Christmas song.
Right. Yeah, the hula hoop.
Alvin!
Yes! Yeah.
You know what you do? I did this when I was little. So we had a record player that was 16, 33, 45, 78, right?
All right. So
you slow that puppy down. Because it was a 33, so I slowed it down to 16, and it was his real voice.
Really?
Yeah. And what
that's
I,
cool.
So
I never knew that.
Yeah,
look
I did
at
that.
You. I have always been sort of in it.
I was devastated, obviously, when I figured that out. But yeah, and then and so now every Christmas on my radio show, I open up the magic box and let everybody hear what they actually sound like.
I was gonna wait till the 7 o'clock hour, but the timing on this is perfect. I designed your Christmas card. I did. I was driving around yesterday because I had to work last night, and I've got it. And look at Todd right now. The beard, the headphones, right behind him, WGBW 97.9 FM.
Right. Yep.
And it's a picture of you like you are right now, the microphone.
Yep.
And the on top of the card is, do you hear what I hear? Like, that's awesome. Ties
that
back.
That is really snappy.
I love it. So I'll take the picture. I'll make the cards for you.
Are you so mad? No,
I'll make it for you at 20 of them, and then just send them all to...
He doesn't even know, much less like 20 people.
No, he does.
So what I'll do is I'll have Jesse create it. We'll make it kind of artistic so it doesn't look exactly like me, but it's the, you know, it's the beard. And,
or we could do like a caricature.
Wait, I want to hear this. Because you're in... That's good. I thought about it last night.
We're ripping off your ideas, what we're doing.
No, that's fine. So it's going to be a caricature. You don't want your... Okay. And you can... Maybe put your dog in the background, like
Vibe
the Trolla thing.
Yep.
You know, like he's looking into that thing like the dog did.
Yeah.
That would be a very cool Christmas card. And then people would be like,
that is
just
a great idea.
And then when you open it up, it's got one of those little recorders in it.
Yes.
And I can go,
Merry Christmas from the Todd Michaels family.
I love it.
No, just put a little. Don't do the brag letter. Just put a little postcard size in there and say, look,
This was a very good year for me.
No, just, you know.
We took a trip.
We jetted off to Hawaii. Nobody wants to hear that.
No.
My sister did that.
That's why I don't post pictures on Facebook.
But I put a family update. You know, Anna, I just go through the kids real quick. Donna's doing
employed.
Jim's college, still unemployed. So,
middle school.
Yeah.
Fine.
Anyway,
I have an ingrown toenail again this year. The doctor says he'll have to take the whole thing off.
When you read about that,
IBS has been killing me.
Yeah.
No Christmas cookies this year.
No. I'm on a new medication.
Yeah, right. No. Just
my ankles have swollen.
And then just
I'm retaining
one
some water.
Sentence and just look at maybe an accomplishment that's cool, you know, and a new job or something, or somebody graduated.
Still working with Mino.
Right. I'm still stuck here in
Captain's
radio.
Captain's log.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
19th of November. Yeah,
I haven't had a decent coworker.
Day 534.
Scurvy has made its way into the studio.
Right. But hey,
that was 2 weeks ago.
So we're going to do, I want to pursue that card. I love it.
I do.
I thought
love
about that last night. I woke up this morning thinking, okay, I got to, and I thought, well,
I was waiting
until 7 o'clock hour, and then we were talking about Elvin, Chipmunks, and Christmas. And Todd looks, it's a pretty perfect picture right now.
It really is. Yeah. Now, before, right after we, as soon as we went into the break, I inquired about our beloved Milton, who I've never met. But
you met my dog?
No, because John scared Milton for everybody.
Yeah.
But you said Milton's a little stressed out these days.
He is.
What's going on?
Well, no, we're going to New York Thanksgiving, see the kids and all that. And,
when are you going, by the way? You know that yet?
Yeah, Tuesday.
Okay. So will you be here Tuesday? Just Milton? Trying to plan the show. So you'll be.
Yeah, I believe Tuesday afternoon.
Okay.
So
so you will be here
Be here Tuesday till 9.
Noted.
So, I don't have Milton like certified to fly, and I don't. I talked to a lady, and like, how do I get this done? And
you can get the paperwork and
that, and I buy him a seat and everything. But anyway, he's not coming, so I need somebody to house sit and watch him. And I usually have a couple of people that do that. But Thanksgiving, people go hunting, or the grandma's coming over, or they gotta go to grandma's house, so they can't do it. So I got this lady who I work with at the community shelter who loves dogs. So I had, it's the same lady with the driver's.
Sure.
I had her come over yesterday. I picked her up. I said, look, why don't you come over
for
an hour?
Did she get licensed yet?
No.
Still waiting?
No, it's tomorrow.
Oh,
2:00.
All right. This is good.
Anyway, we'll talk about that.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I won't
put
any pressure on her. She shouldn't pass. She's a good driver. But she came over yesterday to spend some time with Milton. Not a connection.
No.
Oh, no. Nope. It wasn't a
No,
love
I gave
connection.
Her the treats and went outside, and so I don't know. And then last night.
Do you think she was nervous, though?
She's pretty chill. But anyway, last night, like 2 o'clock this morning, he's like walking around, and I'm like, what's wrong with you? So I think he's like, I don't want to read too much into it. We're overprotective parents. I'll admit that. But it
dog
seems
parents.
Like he's getting anxious about us leaving. And
knows
something's coming up. So
anyway, my dog was sick that entire week before we went on our trip.
So
to the point where we didn't speak about it, but I was thinking of bailing on that vacation because she was,
And I get it. Anyway, so she's coming over today again for a half hour, and I think after, 2 or 3 days.
That's what I'm thinking.
He'll warm
up
to it, but he's, anyway.
Well, keep us posted because.
Otherwise, Jesse's always available. He's a nice boy, as your mom has said. We'll just send him over to stay with the dog, right?
But
I don't
he
know
like
if
dog?
They would mix well with Rupert, though. He's got a dog.
Oh.
He's a little, is he a schnauzery thing?
Not sure.
Yeah. Well, I'll try this thing.
All right.
Okay, so let's finish the
All right,
days
last
today.
But not least is Play Monopoly Day.
Awesome.
I think that's pretty self-explanatory. I can see you probably were very passionate about the game of Monopoly.
You bet.
Yeah.
Get the utilities first.
Your eyes are lighting up now.
That's a long game, though.
Yes.
When you play
it's
it
the game
the end,
that never ends.
But no, you've got to, today,
bankroll?
Todd.
Were you ever the banker?
Play Monopoly Day. Play Monopoly Day is today.
Yep.
Was that your thing at home?
No. We didn't even own that game.
Oh.
Oh.
It's okay. No, that's okay. Not the best game. We had trouble, right, with the Pop-O-Matic bubble, right? We had that. We had Battleship.
Battleship's a good one.
And
but
the precursor to any and all anxiety.
Trivia Pursuit.
Perfection.
I was just going to. We had Superfection, too.
Yeah.
What's that?
Each piece was two parts. You had to put the pieces together before you dropped
them in. No.
I'm just telling you.
Out.
Wow.
Out.
But
out.
That Monopoly, we played that a lot.
I bet. Can you imagine?
That sounds like something
the
your family.
Schmidt family would, man, Monopoly board.
Get the utilities
it's
first.
It's probably over at the Neville.
Probably changed
Park
all the
Place.
Street names. Schmidt Place.
Park
right?
Place. Oh, yeah. Park Place, man. Get that hotel on there. Cha-ching. Oh, yeah. We could bankrupt people.
Astor
which is
Park.
The goal of that game is to bankrupt people. It's really That they play, they make it nice with Monopoly. I tell students, my students have to know about Monopoly, oligopoly, you know, and then sometimes what's Monopoly? It's, you know, mono and all that. But remember when you played Monopoly, you know, one person,
no,
they get it all.
No, I bet your students did not.
Well, they know the game. I mean, people know Monopoly, but anyway.
What was your...
Oligopoly?
What was your
icon, your little piece?
Oh, shoe, probably. I don't know.
Shoe?
Yeah.
I always like the race car.
Race car's good.
Race car, the guy on the horse, right?
It was really a knight, right? Like a chess piece.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
What were the other things? Oh, the iron?
There was
the iron.
Yeah.
That didn't mean anything to me. I mean,
I as a girl, probably should have leaned into the gender roles, and that should have been.
But you didn't, did you?
No, the iron? I sure didn't. Ha!
Anyway.
There would have been a garment steamer. I would have been all over that.
Great game. Okay. And then, hey, I
and
see
Scrabble,
our...
And Scrabble, of course, is the, for me, Scrabble's the ultimate game.
Is it?
That's good. I like that game.
That's a good one. Scrabble's a good game. You got to think on that one. Yeah. And then people make up
double
words.
Double word score triple word point. Ugh.
So today, and when our guests come in, now Sean's in here from the STEAM concert in Marinette. Yep. He was here last year too, that for kids from 1 to 92.
Well,
you know, chestnuts working on smoking or whatever, roasting. Yeah, smoking. Sorry.
Smoking chestnuts?
Those days are over.
No gummy
roasting.
Routine.
No, we're good.
For Jim.
But we're going to ask all our guests. Now we have Alyssa coming in from Unity Hospice, which is like my favorite or one of my favorite organizations. And then Doug Darby and this Jacob Jensen. This turning the page thing is really about recovery and what they've done. It's pretty cool guys. And
remarkable
of course, Kristen Lighty's coming in. She's a comedian. All of them, we're going to get before we get into the interview, we're going to ask them what they think about Todd's Christmas card.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we are. Do you hear what I hear?
It's really a good idea.
It is.
And I'm not doing Christmas cards.
What if we do a company one? What if we do an office one?
No.
What if we do an office one?
I'll pay for it. You go to that, what's it called? Like a
Kinkles?
No. You buy it online. It starts with an S.
Shutterfly.
Yeah.
Snapfish.
Boom. Picture
Walgreens.
This.
Todd.
Okay, this is... No, this isn't Do You Hear What I Hear? Chestnut smoking. Roasting.
Smoking chestnuts.
Sorry, I'm off on that one. All right, Mind on the Mayor with Nikki Z. We'll be right back.
Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And so
Jim,
welcome back.
What do you do to your chestnuts? To smoke them?
1 to 92. This is for our next guest. This is honor of Sean. He's coming in to talk to us about this great event up in Marinette. We're going to get to that. But first I want to just talk about what we talked about yesterday. No. I want to just...
Okay.
All the cool stuff that's coming on. And I really want people... And maybe I'm thinking, why do I think it's so important that people get into the Christmas spirit?
Maybe there
was a time in my life when I didn't, but I don't remember that. But I think that's what drives this.
I came away from yesterday's show thoroughly impressed by your Christmas spirit.
Well, it's
you
fair.
Truly are an ambassador of Christmas, but more so for what Christmas means to you and helping each other and bringing joy to each other in our community. And so if it's us helping out our friends that work at and support nonprofits or are on hard times, but then just good naturedness to our neighbors. And
conversely, if I could say, and I still want to be Mr. Spirit of the holidays and the reason for the season and all that, but
I just
want to say that if
there
there are things that you don't want to go to, don't go.
Right.
Yeah, just
every day, all day, anytime.
If there's family reunions, or if there's something that you don't go because it just
defend your own energy.
And be nice about it. You know, make it. But anyway, I just think this is a very special time of the year, and like people, you know, your kids always ask you, you know, do you believe in Santa Claus like that, Virginia? And, but
you believe in the magic of Christmas,
do.
Don't you?
What makes people put up lights? What makes people do all this great stuff?
Twinkle
so, anyway,
and
yes.
There is a beauty.
Yeah.
There is a beauty about it. So.
No. But I was reading something else. Well, there's the price of the money that people spend on Christmas. It's like,
I know.
Not
I
necessary.
Know. Well, and not I necessary. Told you yesterday that we are between Christmas trees, right?
Oh, yeah. You got to go buy that.
And so this sparked an entire household debate last night. My 14-year-old.
That's good. He's weighing in on that. That's good. But as long as they talk.
I can't say the word, but he is very upset. That I am considering getting rid of the old Christmas tree, which the old Christmas tree had been the family Christmas tree while my husband grew up. So this thing has had a good long artificial tree life.
That says something about him.
He hates change.
Right.
He sleeps on flannel sheets in the summer because he doesn't want,
So we... We have a room in our house with like, it's not gaudy, it's old wallpaper. It's like, you know, big.
Which is coming back.
Well, yeah, I hope so. But and we're like, you know what? It's nice, but it's like, it's been there a long time. And the kids said, you know, this house, this room looks really old. And so we got somebody to redo it.
Yeah.
And the lady comes and just starts taking it off. They had a meltdown. What are you doing? And so we kept it. Isn't that weird? Because I think kids,
they might complain
about
girls.
Change. They might complain about change, but deep down, they like tradition. They like like that consistency, that security.
So yes.
Anyway, that's
there's
what
a
Christmas.
Ton of comfort, and that's such a
that's cool for a 14-year-old to say. Look, let's not get rid of that tree. It means he would never be as honest to say. You know, that really means something to me. It's special to me. They just say, don't get rid of it. You know, they don't.
Yeah,
they
I mean, but he was like sassy about it. He was funny about it. Okay. He was. Then we were bartering. We were making. Yeah. How about I make you your favorite dinner for all time and blah, 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 blah.
As long as they're talking.
Yeah. He was in a very, very good mood last night. So that was nice because he had a basketball game. Again, oftentimes he's got two things going on after school. So 14 years old, you've already survived your school day and then two athletic things after, you're tapped out.
Yeah. My youngest daughter was not, when the other two kids went away to college, it was just her and we always spent a lot of time talking around the dining room table. And she didn't talk. I said, Laura, look, things are different now. Your sisters are gone and you need to talk a little bit more. You don't talk around the house. She's a reader, but didn't. I said, I want a conversation every night at dinner. And I want you to start with who, what, where, when, or why. Open-ended questions so we can get a conversation going. And she's like, okay, why are you so annoying? I'm like, well,
ding,
it's
ding,
a start.
Ding.
It's a start. It's a
Thank
start.
Thank you.
It's a start. So anyways, great
so
kid
So I
now.
Did. So
but
speaking
at 14
is
a tough age. That's a tough age.
I'll still keep them.
Oh, yeah.
Mainly because I've lost the receipt, but kidding. So I also was inspired by your conversation yesterday and our last guest and the Give a Kid a Book program.
Oh, yeah.
I've also been getting hounded by, requests from not only my mother, but my mother-in-law. Very, you know, sincere inquiries for our Christmas card lists.
Oh, yeah.
And so those items... I'm going to ask for premature gifts.
There you go.
Instead of the gift that you would purchase for me, can we please go to Barnes & Noble? And I'll make it an experience with them where we can go to Lion's Mouth or Barnes & Noble somewhere and buy some books.
They got new books at Webster Market, grocery stores.
Oh, yeah.
You got a book bin. Yeah. So, yeah, you can go, and they're 50% off. I looked at some of them yesterday. Nothing really clicked, but that's a great thing.
But even, again,
and to make it an experience, go out for coffee, buy a book, all that kind of stuff. All right, that's
so
cool.
I mean, I'm committed.
We're totally into the holiday spirit. All right, Sean Katzbeck is coming up. This guy is awesome. He is Mr. Mayor up there in Marinette.
You know what he didn't bring us?
He's the promoter.
He did not bring us Mickey's Barbecue. Mickey Lou's.
Mickey Lou's Barbecue.
We're going to stop there sometime. We got to go
see him.
He'll
tell you stories about it, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know that I want those stories, though.
No, that place is awesome.
Nope, probably not.
All right, we're going to be right back. And Sean's here. He's going to talk about a great event. There's so many good events. We talked about that yesterday a little bit, but this is an awesome one up in Marinette. Mine on the Mayor will be right back.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.